Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Before the Tana is Mevayer, the Seder of the Avodah and Yom Kippur, which we're going to learn from Perek Gimel and Vayter B'Yaz Hashem. The Tana first explains some of the Avodahs that are Shayach for every single day. And the Tana begins with the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen, which is the first Avodah every single day. What's Trumas Hadeshen? There's a mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah to remove some of the ashes of the karbonis that are consumed on the Mizbeach. We're talking about the outside Mizbeach. There's a mitzvah to do this every single day. Like the Pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, Kapitel Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Eherim es hadesh, nashe toichu le'esh, esha oyle ala Mizbeach, v'samay etzel ha-Mizbeach. Trumas Hadeshen is done at night. You can do it the entire night. But the Chacham were kaveya certain zmanim that it should be done. B'chol Yom, every day throughout the year, with the exception of Yom Kippur and Yom Tov, like we're soon going to learn, Tarmin es ha-Mizbeach. They would take the ashes off the outside Mizbeach. And the Kohen would do it with a special machta shel kesef. He would go up to the top of the Mizbeach. There's a whole process how it's done. And he would do this b'kriyas hagever. Kriyas hagever means, at least according to one man, Dama in the Gemara, when the rooster crows. It doesn't have to be mamish that time, aysamachloi, or near that time, mei lefanov, whether it's beforehand, mei leachrav, or afterwards. But that's every day. However, b'yom kippurim, on Yom Kippur, it's done much earlier. It's done mechatzos, from midnight. Why? Because of chulsha de kayin gadol. We know that in regard to the avodas hayayim, it's only kasha with the kayin gadol. He's going to have a very busy and difficult day. So we start earlier. He should have enough time to rest afterwards. If he does it at chatzos, he can rest afterwards until the sun comes up and it's time to shecht, the tamash al shachar. That's on Yom Kippur. Over the Golem, during the three yamim tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, they would start even earlier. They would start with Ashmura Harashayna. The night is divided into Shalish Ashmoires. It corresponds to the three shifts of Malachim, who say Shira and Shemayim. Whenever you have something where one thing follows the other, there are like shifts that change, it's called a Mishmer. Now, why so early on Yom Tov? Because there are many Yidden and many Karbonis. After the Trumas Hadeshen, they had to also remove the rest of the Deshen that was on the Mizbeach, move it toward the middle, because you have to make space for the many karbonis that are coming. After all, the Yidden that came to the early regal, everyone brought their karbonis then. So there was a lot of deshen on the Mizbeach. It took many hours to complete the process. So they started very early. There should be enough time that when the sun comes up and they have to start being makriv karbonis, the Mizbeach should be ready. And just to illustrate, indeed, how many Yidden would show up in the Azara to bring their karbanis when Yom Tov came? Sagt the Mishnah Vali Haisa Kriyas Hagever Magas, the time of the chicken crowing never arrived during Yom Tov, before the Azara was full of Yidden, Achai Sa Azara Meleim Yisrael. They were coming to bring their karbanis, to be ready right after the Tamid Shel Shachar. Because of the Chivas and Mitzvah, the love that they had to do the Mitzvah, people were already standing and excited to be there early, early, before the sun even came up. So quickly, chazering over in our Mishnah, we learned that every single day throughout the year, they did the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen and Bikriyas HaGever, when the chicken crowed. There is another opinion in the Gemara, the opinion of Rav. The Gever doesn't mean a chicken, but it means a person. Like sometimes the Gemara says, a Hugavra, a person. And what the Mishnah means over here, there was a special person who announced every single day, Kehanim, get up, time to do the Avaida. Leviim, let's go, go man your positions to the Duchen, Yisrael. Take your positions by the Maimid. That was a little bit before the Elisa Shachar. They held Rav. But Rav Sheira says, like we learned, that Kriyas HaGever means Kriyas HaTarnago. That's actually an earlier Zman. So that's the time they did Trumas Hadeshen all year, a little bit before, a little bit afterwards. On Yom Kippur from Chatzais, to give the Kohen Gadol a chance to rest up a little bit afterwards. And during Yom Tov, where there were so many Yidden, they would start the Yashmura HaRishayna, which was at the end of the first third of the night.